This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 272 for Thursday, February 20th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market maintained positive momentum, aided by rising comparable oils. Chicago's oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher. Crude oil also made gains despite a buildup of United States inventories. The Canadian dollar was up 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract was up $6.10 per ton at $680.10. In the U.S., corn was steady, soybeans were higher, and wheat was lower. The International Grains Council cut its forecast for 2024-25 worldwide corn production by 3 million tons at 1.216 billion, largely due to diminishing outlooks in Brazil and Argentina. Brazil's production estimate was cut by 1.3 million tons at 123.3 million, while Argentina's was cut by 1 million tons at 53 million. Much of Argentina will see temperatures exceed 35 degrees Celsius later this week, followed by rainfall, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported average ethanol production for the week ended February 14th at 1.084 million barrels per day, up 2,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks rose 526,000 barrels at 26.218 million. Ukraine's farm minister said its exportable grain surplus was projected at 41.9 million tons, including 22.1 million tons of corn. A Taiwan importer purchased 65,000 tons of corn from the U.S. on Wednesday. The March corn contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.98. The IGC also cut its global soybean production estimate by 2 million tons at 418 million due to reduced projections in Argentina and Paraguay. India has canceled orders for 70,000 tons of Malaysian palm oil this week, scheduled for delivery between March and June due to a surge in prices and negative refining margins. India has also seen an influx of cheaper soy oil as of late. The March soybean contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.46. The IGC raised its prospects for the worldwide wheat harvest by 1 million tons at 797 million. Projections for the crop in Kazakhstan were raised to 600,000 tons at 18.6 million. Ukraine could export 16.2 million tons of wheat in the 2024-25 marketing year, the country's farm minister said. Despite colder temperatures in both the U.S. and Russia as of late, wheat crops are not expected to see winter kill due to snow cover. Meanwhile, warm, dry weather in India may force the government to cut or even eliminate import duties on wheat. Taiwan tendered for 102,450 tons of U.S. wheat this morning. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.86. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.08. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.31. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, February 20th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.